You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So to start off with, what were the results of your research paper and how was this information collected?
We conducted a study looking at essentially focusing on social media usage because it has brought increased attention to sort of these platforms influence body image and eating behaviors, particularly among young women. And previous research in the area and within our team has shown that there is a link between social media and body image concerns, but there was a gap in understanding how these influences affect diet quality and disordered eating behaviors, particularly exploring the associations between social media use, body image disturbance, and eating behaviors among young women in New Zealand. So we found that there was a significant association between social media familiarity and body image disturbance. But at this stage, we didn't find any clear link between the usage and any sort of uncontrolled or emotional eating behaviors. But body image concerns were very prevalent among the young women that we were working with. And these findings sort of did not strongly correlate with poor diet quality yet. And findings suggested that social media can influence body image, but its impact on eating behaviors and diet quality may be more complex and influenced by other factors. And so we're going to carry out future research to figure that out.
What kind of content typically influences this poor body image?
So in terms of the content that promoted unrealistic beauty standards, according to our young women, were posts that were featuring photoshopped or heavily edited images, including diet and fitness influencers, endorsing extreme body ideals and things like quick fix diets. These were most strongly associated with poor body image, and participants reported feeling pressure to sort of conform to these narrow beauty ideals, and that's what they attributed to leading to their body dissatisfaction. Platforms that emphasized more of visual content, such as Instagram, seem to have played a more strong role in shaping body image concerns because of their constant exposure to more edited and filtered images.
Do you think that the cultural context of New Zealand influences how social media affects body image?
Yes, I do think so. Because we did a bit of a qualitative and quantitative research. So in terms of the qualitative side of things, we saw that young women in New Zealand had a more holistic view of health and were coming from more of a health at every size lens. And there was more discussions around body positivity. And when they're looking at these images, they are able to discern that this is just a filtered image of a highlight of someone else's life and body. So there was a lot of discussions around that. And one of the main discussions that came out of these young women were around if we were to design any form of health promotion program on social media, the main thing that these young women in New Zealand were wanting was a more of a healthy navigation toolbox where they were like, we don't need more information or we don't need more knowledge. We understand it. It's more around how can we navigate this platform safely so that we aren't influenced by these images, and that how do we work to make sure that the algorithm that we are facing is curated so that it's showing more body positive and more health at every size content.
Coming from that point of properly using social media, what are some behaviors that you would recommend to those who use social media without negatively impacting body image or...
So again, this was a co-design and participatory design research. So we wanted to ask young women what they thought would be the best way. And what we all came up with in our co-design workshops was that we need to be mindful of the content we engage with on social media, especially the posts that promote unrealistic body standards or things like fad diets, and that it's important for us to recognize that what we see online is often curated and does not reflect real life, and that we were to sort of prioritize mental health and well-being over trying to fit an idealized image. And some of the things we talked about in terms of the navigation toolbox was, well, if we see an image that elicits a negative response for us, we can choose to not follow those pages. We can choose to not engage with that content and mute it or, you know, not follow it. And then like and engage with content that we know is making us feel good about our body, is giving us a realistic understanding of food and a healthy relationship with food, and engaging more with those content, following those followers or liking, sharing will train our algorithm to be like, this is the type of content we want. And then most of the discussions was around, well, what can we do as clinicians and policymakers, because social media's impact on body image is clear, and it's crucial that we address this in clinical settings by perhaps educating women about the dangers of unrealistic comparisons and diet trends online. And perhaps more for policymakers is that we need to consider strategies to promote more positive and inclusive body image content on social platforms, and maybe support media literacy programs for young women. You know, there are some countries that have already started giving the disclaimer that if an image has used a filter, that this image has been filtered, and having those sort of disclaimers similar to what we do when there is a post which might have false information on it. It's the same thing, because misinformation and disinformation around food and body image is also prevalent, and it should be treated the same way.
As most people know, social media is designed to be addictive and to hook people. Do you think that this addictive quality has some part to play in shaping body image?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question. We didn't isolate any specific platforms, but from our findings, like we said, you know, the highly curated images, the influencer content, and all of these were the ones that were leading to it. And you know, platforms that were emphasizing visual content were ones that were playing a strong role. So I guess with the whole addictive, because these platforms are designed in a way that forces us to be there or forces our attention on these platforms. So I think that would have an impact in a lot of ways. Obviously, the study didn't measure that, but I would think that if we are being encouraged to stay on these platforms because of the addictive nature of it, and we're constantly being exposed to these highly curated images, these influencer content, which are, you know, paid promotions or have been curated and designed to have that feel that we are attracted towards it or find it aspirational, that will contribute to negative social comparisons and unrealistic beauty standards.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.